Hello everyone, this is Christina with Honor Quest Magazine, and I want to talk to you today about this great rock artist. His name is Camus, and he recently released a single that we're loving here, and it's called Empire State of Sound. There has been an opinion in the music industry in recent years that rock is dead, or at least dying. We don't just subscribe to that here, personally. I think that the reason that that might be happening is the majority of mainstream music seems to fall into just a handful of categories, and rock is definitely not one of them. It's not put out there the way it used to be, and boy, don't I miss personally the days of, you know, hair bands and arena shows and these great shows that will live on as classic rock memories for so many people. But we don't have as much of that now, and I'd really love to start seeing a comeback on that note. But, you know, Camus gets it. He's been down the rock road when he was the lead singer for the band Naked. They were together for 10 years. He toured with them all over the world. And just a short list of some of the accolades that he racked up was 4 world tours. They opened up for the Killers, sold out shows in 9 countries, had the first record deal at the age of 16, and had 6 top 10 singles in Scandinavia, which, as we know, you know, our European brothers and sisters definitely appreciate rock a lot more than we do now here in the U.S. So, you know, I'm really glad for that, and I wish it would come back our way, but, you know, maybe we can make that happen here. So let's talk a little bit about Camus. You know, after 10 years of being together, Naked suddenly disbanded. And he went through an 8-year hiatus from releasing any music. So Empire State of Sound is sort of the story of the past 8 years of telling his journey through life after the breakup of Naked and the death of the band's manager. Bill Auction definitely had an impact on things when everyone disbanded. And, you know, this is, you know, something that music still was able to, you know, be a part of his life. And it celebrates the good times that the artist had in New York, as well as the energy and motivation that the city itself gave him during those dark times in his life. So what I really liked about the single was the raw energy that it really brought that classic rock feel to the forefront. You know, it brought to mind, you know, bands like Kiss or Warrant, you know, even Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses. It just had that total, you know, 80s rocker feel to it. And that's something that I think we need. We need in the industry, we need in the world of rock. You know, there's a lot of great modern rockers out there, but the classic rock is something they all draw from. So it's nice to hear a track like this that has, you know, also a music video with it that is just so energetic. And it's also a great tribute to the streets of New York. It was recorded in 4 different countries with the help of his former bandmates in Naked. And it was produced by Camus. So it's something that you should definitely check out. It was already released back in September. But if you're a fan of rock, this is something that you're going to want to be playing on repeat and driving around in your car and letting it blast. And I will put all the social links here, a link to the video so you can check it out. And definitely, you know, look to hear more from Camus, because we are certainly hoping there's going to be more to come. Thank you guys. We'll talk to you again soon.